On the second ninth day of wandering, I realized I couldn't count, but started counting my blessings. Hey, that kind of worked out. I'm not sure how coherent I'll be. It's nearly 2 a.m., which is for a number of reasons. One, I decided that the growler of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer really wouldn't be any good tomorrow, so I decided to finish it this evening. That's one of the 12 Beers of Christmas by a local brewer, Picaroon's Brewery. I haven't actually had the chance to try any of it before, and I've heard some incredible stories. There was a peanut butter IPA at one point, I think it was, and they have one which is a Christmas tree scented one. It's remarkable. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a red, which also has cinnamon, and it also has maple syrup. The maple syrup happens to come from my hometown, so I was kind of intrigued. And that was actually the beer for yesterday. When I showed up to pick mine up this morning, for one thing, apparently they don't announce what the beer is going to be. Your coherence might be difficult, also tired. They didn't announce it until noon, and then they said it wouldn't be on sale till 4. Now, they had some left over, so I was actually able to get some from yesterday. Today, I believe it is Christmas Tree IPA, which I may try to get tomorrow. A growler isn't all that much. It's basically 4 pints. Pints. Oh, that wasn't as hard to say as it should be. I'm more tired than I am inebriated. I also ate in there, and it's been, 2 in the morning, so probably 6 hours total from start to finish. Because I got back home around 8:30 after watching that there Star Wars film. And which was another blessing I will count tonight as well. And I've been watching Once Upon a Time in an episode of The X-Files. And I've been really kind of enjoying this notion of vacation where I can simply sit back and watch and consume. Now, granted, when I had time off, even one day or two, I've indulged in television, I suppose. It feels like a weird confession. I may have indulged in the television. I also listened to something which I posted up on my blog, Starplot, an audio drama series. I think I have one more episode to watch, or to listen to, rather, in which I participated for 2 episodes. I was a character named Ziploc, which I'd completely forgotten about because it was 7 years ago, I think, or 5 years, 6 years ago. 2009, yeah. And was recently released. And I had not, I didn't even know it was out. I'd forgotten all about it. So that was kind of interesting. And makes me want to do some audio drama as well. And as the daily activity of trying to clean things up, I cleaned about a third of my bookshelves in my room. And that's another counting my blessings. I have a lot of fantastic books here. Now, the one sad admission I have to make is that I haven't read them all. It's always been easier to acquire books than read them. I acquire books, or have in the past, when I've seen them, because, A, I'm terrible at remembering the books that I'd like to read someday. I've made list upon list, and then I forget that I made a list, and that list goes away, and then I make another list, and that list is inconsistent now with the first list, and so forth. So I tend to have impulsive shopping for books. I have read a significant number of them, but I realize I have a lot more books here than, then I realized. But I'm counting those blessings, because there's a lot of interesting books here, and I'm looking forward to reading them. And I'm getting them organized. This is the first time my books have been organized in this apartment. And I moved in about 5 years, not quite 5 years ago, 4.5, really. And this is the first time, I think, in 20 or 30 years that all of my books have been in the same place. Now, that said, currently sitting at my storage unit, I have, I believe, 6 more boxes of books. I have a lot of books. I have a hard time getting rid of them. Fiction books I could probably get rid of a lot more easily. It's the nonfiction. And some of them I do have to get rid of. Some of them are in topics which I'm never going to research again or read through again. Some of them have been surpassed by newer books. Some of them, I don't know, I guess there's a sentimental attachment. I can't bring myself to really throw out books. But nobody will take them anymore. You can't take them to the secondhand shop and expect to sell them or even give them away. So what do I do with them? Well, I guess I store them for now. But I will get rid of some of them. I'm not sure which ones or how. But I will, I think. Yeah, so, and I've also been listening to some of the music that I picked up recently. But I'm not really intending these to be confessionals as much as wandering thoughts. The new Star Wars was good. I don't know if I want to talk about that as much as just storytelling in general. Getting stories and telling them. I really enjoy hearing a good story or watching or reading a good story. I don't have a lot of the critical analysis tools that some people have to analyze a story and to tell you why I found a story interesting or good. In fact, I think that my judgment filters are somewhat broken because I tend to find enjoyment in just about every story that I'm told. Okay, there's some really dull stories out there, perhaps, and I think there's some stories that try too hard to be good stories when they just needed to back off a bit. It's what makes it probably so difficult for me to actually write stories. Because I do have a judgment when it comes to my own stories. What I want to tell people. It's the same reason I could never draw. Because I could draw a little bit. And then I wanted to draw more. And I got so frustrated when it turned out so far from my vision. I can spin words while speaking aloud, and that part seems to work okay. I've thought about dictating my books to myself or stories to myself, but then I have to go back with the work of actually listening to it, and I'm not so good at that. These 12 days of wandering, I don't think I'll ever listen to. Honestly, I never will. I may not even remember them. That's a strange feeling, but I know there are things that I've said and I've read and I've done and I've written that I have not remembered. I live in the now, I suppose, in a positive spin of it, but it also is hard to accumulate more now when you keep sliding back. Oh, the specter of flowers for Algernon rears its ugly head once more. I won't talk about that today. Today I'm counting my blessings. I'm enjoying a good movie with friends, in a theater that wasn't nearly as crowded as I worried about, and the wait outside was, sure, a half an hour long, but it wasn't too bad. I didn't have to rush. I got my ticket for relatively inexpensive, because Tuesdays are cheap nights. And the gout has returned, but only minorly, and it was before I had any of the beer, so I can't be blamed on that. We'll see what tomorrow brings, I suppose. And I suppose that's where I'm at. 12 days of wandering. Oh, and I did send away a Christmas card and a second Christmas card, one that I made, the company, the Secret Santa that I sent out as well. I know I'm kind of late on both of those, but I'm hoping they'll get there within reasonable periods of time, if not exactly on time. I need to end on time now. So that's it for me today, wandering out loud, and I guess I'll see you again tomorrow, probably later than I should have been, and have a great day.